Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert Deni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Union Minister Jitendra Singh launches several key initiatives under Sadhana Saptah in New Delhi. Nagaland Finance Department directs pensioners to register to generate digital life certificate online. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasizes on importance of peace of mind and self-introspection. And Nagaland celebrates Easter Sunday with prayers, sunrise services and messages of hope. Now the news in detail. Minister of State for Science and Technology, Jitendra Singh, today launched several key initiatives under Sadhana Saptah in New Delhi, including the Unnati portal and the roadmap for national rollout of the Karma Yogi Kartavya Karyakram. Addressing a special session, Dr. Singh said, Mission Karma Yogi has completed 5 years, marking significant progress in capacity building of civil servants.
I had had the privilege to be a witness to this entire exercise right from the moment the idea of Karma Yogi was born, then on to the next stage when this idea found its fructification and implementation, and then further on when it moved on from one level to the other in this glorious journey of the last 5 years.
He said that Sadhana Saptah, being observed from 2nd to 8th April, aims to strengthen the culture of continuous learning and promote skill enhancement among government officials. Dr. Singh added that an MOU was also exchanged between the Capacity Building Commission and the Research and Information System for Developing Countries to enhance research and collaboration in capacity building. Nagaland State Finance Department has directed all state government pensioners to register immediately to generate their Digital Life Certificate, DLC, online following the successful onboarding of the Government of Nagaland onto the Jeevan Praman portal. It stated that Jeevan Praman enables pensioners to verify their life certificates online, eliminating the need for in-person visits to pension disbursing agency offices. The department said this initiative is designed to make the verification process more convenient and accessible. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today emphasized the importance of peace of mind and self-introspection, stating that meditation is a key instrument for holistic well-being. Addressing the Global Conference of Meditation Leaders in New Delhi, the Vice President said that meditation helps in reducing stress, improves focus, and enhances emotional resilience while promoting a calm and composed approach to life.
Our spirituality is what is preaching to us is we have to be attached, we have to live practically. At the same time, you should always enhance your great thinking inside. For that, meditation is a great device, it's a great instrument, it is a great design by our elders, and we have to follow that.
Referring to the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the country's progress towards becoming one of the world's leading economies is linked to focused and disciplined efforts which are strengthened through a balanced mind, body and soul. He also underlined the importance of such initiatives in addressing social challenges, including substance abuse. Mr. Radhakrishnan said that awareness campaigns and meditation programs can play a role in discouraging narcotics use and promoting a healthier society. Nagaland celebrated Easter Sunday with prayers, sunrise services and messages of hope as churches across the state marked the resurrection of Jesus Christ with deep spiritual fervor. Easter also marks the culmination of the Holy Week, including a period of special fasting and reflection by believers beginning from Good Friday and leading up to Easter Sunday. Churches across Nagaland witnessed special dawn services with hymns echoing through hill towns and congregations gathering in traditional attire. In the state capital, the Kohima Baptist Pastors Fellowship, KBPF, organized a sunrise service at Kocheziye Kohima local ground, drawing large numbers of believers from various churches. Delivering the Easter message, KBPF President Reverend Rokovilia Sacher highlighted the resurrection of Jesus Christ as the foundation of Christian faith and the ultimate victory over sin and death. He urged believers to remain steadfast amid growing social, political and spiritual challenges and to live out their faith beyond church walls. The service concluded with prayers and benediction as the message of hope, redemption and new life resonated across the state, marking Easter as a celebration of faith, renewal and enduring hope in Nagaland, a Christian majority state. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed that delivery authentication code DAC-based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. The ministry said that 5 kg FTL cylinders are available at nearby LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs and without address proof. It stated that since March 2026, about 3.6 lakh BNG connections have been gasified. Further, more than 3.9 lakh customers have been registered for new connections. The Election Commission has said that the seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and by-polls across multiple states. The seizures include cash, liquor, narcotics, precious metals and other freebies aimed at influencing voters. Over 5,100 flying squads have been deployed to respond swiftly to complaints with a mandate to act within 100 minutes. Additionally, more than 5,200 static surveillance teams have been set up to conduct surprise checks at key locations. At the same time, the Commission has emphasized that the enforcement authorities should not inconvenience or harass ordinary citizens during the checking and inspection. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has taken cognizance of heavy rainfall and hailstorms in several states and directed officials to assess the crop damage. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Mr. Chauhan has asked the officials to review the impact of unseasonal rains and hailstorms and gather detailed information from the affected states. The Union Minister also instructed the officials to remain in close coordination with state authorities to monitor the situation. The Ministry noted that Mr. Chauhan will also hold discussions with agriculture ministers of the concerned states to review the extent of damage and take necessary steps to address the situation. And on the occasion of National Maritime Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled India's rich maritime heritage and acknowledged the invaluable contribution of all those associated with the sector. Mr. Modi stated that the dedication of individuals in the maritime sector strengthens the nation's economy, trade and connectivity. The Prime Minister further reaffirmed the government's commitment to harness the immense potential of the maritime sector for ensuring a prosperous future for the nation. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Sarbananda Sonowal and Dharmendra Pradhan have extended greetings to the personnel of India's maritime sector on National Maritime Day. Mr. Shah said that their professionalism and courage have played a crucial role in steering the nation's growth, whether in peacetime or during trying times. Mr. Sonowal highlighted that India's maritime sector is rapidly transforming. Mr. Pradhan said that India's maritime sector continues to play a vital role in economic development and global engagement. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Union Minister Jitendra Singh launches several key initiatives under Sadhana Saptah in New Delhi. Nagaland Finance Department directs pensioners to register to generate digital life certificate online. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasizes on importance of peace of mind and self-introspection. And Nagaland celebrates Easter Sunday with prayers, sunrise services and messages of hope. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.